Folks, I've talked to you about this before. Distilled. You are looking to get a nice pair of denim jeans. It's hard to find a perfect pair. You know how hard it is. You go to different places, stores, outlet malls, whatever. You can't find the jeans that are right for you. This is a James changer. This is a game changer, James. James, this is a game changer. You listen to me, James? It's Distilled, D-S-T-L-D, luxury grade denim, James, at an affordable price. Jeans that would normally cost you hundreds, Distilled has starting at just $75. You know, I've talked to you about this before. You have to listen to me. They utilize the same fabrics, factories, and wash houses as the best known brands in the business. So we skip the markups and middlemen. The result is pure unadulterated denim without the retail runaround. Just go to distilled.com and see where minimalist design meets maximum comfort. Just go to distilled.com now.
Oh, well.
Excuse me. And use the protocol. Use the protocol promo code office at checkout and get 20% off. That's 20. Not two, 20% off jeans. They're already cheap. They're already affordable. Now you're getting 20% off. You just put in the access code. Do it now. That's Distilled promo code office. Five letters. All you need to know, folks. DSTLD.com. Feral
Audio. Hello, folks. Welcome to a third day of office hours. I'm getting into the habit here of starting a couple minutes early just to make sure we are live and that we can hear if anyone wants to chime in and let me know that the volume is up. You know, you never know. Hold on. Okay, how are we doing now? Good afternoon. Good morning here on the West Coast, but if you're anywhere else, we're welcoming you to another episode of Office Hours. It's Tim Heidecker live on Facebook. And Jason, thank you very much. Volume is up. Jason is confirmed. We are live. I'm somewhat aware of the echoey nature of my voice here, that we're going to work on that. We're going to be bringing in high quality, high definition sound to the office hours experience as the weeks go by. We're ready to go. In a few minutes, I'm going to go live on the Skype, so you can call me and we can talk. We can talk about whatever you want. I'm basically, oh, thanks, Kate. Kate says it's not too echoey, it's just perfect. I would disagree, but I'm glad you're happy. And a couple of things, as you guys might know, I'm the big album you can stream in Glendale. There's links all over the place. I'm sure you're aware. Give it a listen. Would love for you to check it out. It's something different. It's a lot of fun for me to be creative. And creativity is the thrust of what I'm up to as a professional man. So we warm up into this. We don't jump in with a bunch of ideas of what we're doing. When I say we, I mean me. We might have somebody stop by. Doug might stop by. I don't know if he's listening. Doug? Are you out there? Probably not. I'm gonna have Doug call the office line. I think I might do that because we got a line here. I can bring this phone in so he doesn't clog up the Skype. We could have somebody. All right. Well, it's 11 o'clock, as promised. I'm gonna go live and we'll just get right into the calls, and we'll see where this takes us today. So we'll be on live from 11 a.m. We have someone to Angela saying the sound cut out. Was that just a temporary thing? Let's see what's going on. We're trying to get some new calls in today. try to get some new calls in today. Let's see. Brett, let's see. I think I talked to you. Hey, Brett.
Hey, what's up?
What's up?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
How are you?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you good.
Okay. Well,
how's it going, man?
Good. Have we talked? Be honest.
No, I tried to get a hold of you yesterday, but, you know, there were so many calls, I guess.
Yeah, we got flooded.
Yeah, you also crashed, didn't you?
I crashed right at the end. I mean, we got about 45 minutes of show in. And
yeah, well, you know.
It's pretty good. I mean, listen, there's no tech support here, and there's no,
yeah.
This is really fly by the seat of my pants broadcasting.
Yeah, sure.
So the fact that it's happening at all is pretty remarkable. It's the next level, don't you think?
Probably, yeah. But anyways, I'm calling from Sacramento, and wanted to say that I actually play in a band, and we're all big fans of both your music and your comedy, and we'd love to open for you if there is ever a concert in California that, you know, you'd like to have another act to support you.
Are you aware of my concert in Sacramento coming up later this week?
Yes, this month? I am.
Okay. Why don't you send me your band, and we could always put you on. I don't know. You know, I mean, I don't know what kind of music it is you're playing, but...
Oh, okay, well, it's, you know, of the rock persuasion, but, you know, a little bit more on the louder side, I guess, from what you play. But, I mean,
you know what,
I'll listen to it.
I mean, I'll listen to it.
Okay.
And I'll make a judgment call. I'll talk to my team and see if that's possible. I don't see why it isn't. Do you have an audience? Do you have, like, a... fans and stuff that might come out to the show? Like, am I getting anything out of this?
It's a possibility, yeah. You know, it's funny you should say that. We actually have an album coming out on the same day as in Glendale, which is funny. We didn't realize that before thinking about contacting you, but yeah, it's
possible. I'll be honest. I'm prone to giving, you know, these situations... you know, I'm prone to exploring and experimenting with these kind of situations. So I'm thinking it's a, you know, you have the audacity and the boldness to ask, and I respect that. And it could be something we work on. Why don't you send me a message on Twitter or something with the link to a music, and we'll follow up. Okay.
Okay. Cool.
Sounds good, Brett. Take care. Let's go to Corey. Corey!
Hey, Jim.
What's up, dude?
Yeah, how's it going?
Good. Where are you calling from?
Calling from Bonita Springs, Florida.
Bonita Springs, Florida. How's that? Is it getting warm now?
It's been a little cold.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you got any questions, comments, or complaints?
I guess I was gonna ask a more serious question.
Alright.
Does the annoying majority of your fan base currently make it hard to love your fans?
I don't find them annoying.
You really mean that?
The annoying majority of my fan... No, I mean, if you've listened to... the past couple of episodes of this Office Hours, you know, I find them to be quite pleasant people.
Okay, I didn't mean to be offensive with that question. It's just when
you're the one that's you're the one that's annoying.
Oh
no, I'm just kidding.
I didn't mean it negatively. I think when like somebody makes such intense satire, it's hard to tell what's real and what's not. You know.
I know it's a problem I have, but. I'm grateful, generally just grateful that people are still interested in what we're up to, and I appreciate
you, by the way, like a lot. I'm not a non-fan saying this stuff. I'm a fan saying it. I know that fans can be annoying.
That you should, everything, you know, bananas can be annoying if you eat too much of them. That's my message of the day. So don't eat, you know, mix it up. Not always eat with the same fruit. Thanks, Corey. Be well. And stay strong down there in Florida. I know it can be tough.
Thanks, dude.
All right. These calls are good today already. Heidi Moore. I'm going to talk to Heidi Moore. Heidi Moore. Heidi Moore. It's finally happened. The squeaky wheel. The squeaky wheel gets the grease.
Oh,
Heidi was.
Grease. How you doing?
I'm great. Good to hear from you. I do apologize. Yesterday, I know you were eager to get on, and I just didn't see your name come up, but I did today, so I just jumped on it. Great way to start this episode, I think, talking with you. Let's get a little sense of where you are, who you are, what's the deal?
What is the deal? Well, what's today? You still have questions, comments, and complaints?
Let me start again. Where are you calling from?
Detroit. That's law.
Right in the city there.
Yes, sir.
What do you do for a living? Are you a working gal? Not in the prostitution sense.
I am a working gal. Yeah.
What are you doing?
A working gal. I'm in a boring office right now, helping out some family.
Okay. What kind of office? Are we talking? Medical insurance? Let me guess. Is it
term? We hold big machinery. It's a big boy job.
Okay, so it's you're in manufacturing.
Sure.
What do you make? What particulars do you make?
We like to hold on to big machinery for things like Ford Motor Company, the big bolts.
You hold on to them in case they need to use them at some other point or they're not using them currently?
We just hoard it, until they put them, like the press lines together. But enough about me, Tim.
Well, it's all about you. Do you have a question or comment or complaint?
Sure. Well, I've got a question, and I'm wondering if, if things don't work out between you and the wife, if you would marry me. And, I feel like your wife's name should be Heidi Heidecker.
I'm blushing. I mean, this is huge, ladies and gentlemen. It's the first office hours marriage proposal, I think. I'm taking it as that. It's what I need for this show to start picking up some real heat, get people talking. Hopefully, over the weekend, people are going to be saying, have you listened or watched Office Hours? Because it's the kind of show where just about anything can happen. In fact, Tim was asked by a fan to leave his wife and marry another woman. So that's a positive development.
Things don't work out, Tim, all right? I'm not trying to break things up.
It's a positive development. I think we'll have to see where things go. Of course, should something happen to my wife or if there's sort of a cooling of emotions between us, certainly you'll be on the list of women I immediately contact. Okay?
Oh, wow. I love you to bits. Love to kiss you on the lips.
All right. Thanks, Heidi. Get back to work now. We need those machines ready in case Ford calls.
Okay. I love you, Tim.
Bye. Love you. And I'm going to Mark Strassman. Mark, it's getting hot.
Hey, how you doing?
It's getting hot in here, Mark. We have the women. They're coming strong. I don't know how to even fend them off anymore.
That seems like more of a good thing than a bad thing.
I suppose. I suppose. But where are you calling from?
Philadelphia, my man.
That's my old city, Philadelphia. I make a nice reference to it on the new album. If you check out a song, you can stream it on the link I sent. There's a song called Central Air, and I dropped the name Philadelphia towards the end. You can check that out any time of day.
I'm glad to see you staying busy with music, man. I like a lot of your songs.
Thanks.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Well, I'm a longtime fan. I actually on Facebook just seen the thing, and I figured I'd reach out. I'd like to support the things you're doing. And
good. Well, where are you? Where are you out in Philly? What neighborhood are you in?
I'm in the Northeast, Ronhurst. Would be the neighborhood.
Sounds really nice.
That's okay. one of those places in Philly that a few blocks matters, you know?
Yeah, I hear you. Mark, I wish you the best. Yeah. I'm going to go to Cape.
Hey, good luck with everything, man.
I'm going to Cape. And I think Eric Natornacola is going to stop in while I'm talking to Kate. Are you there, Kate? Kate? Kate's gone silent. We're losing Kate. All right, everybody. How's it going? What's going on in the comments here? Anybody come? Oh, there he is. Eric, come on in. This is not Eric Wareheim. So we have we were down for a second. Into my office steps Eric Natornacola.
Hello.
Eric, how are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Eric Natornacola is one of the men behind Decker.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's part of the Decker team. He's directed these episodes of Decker. He's also a writer and editor. He's writing on Nathan For You right now.
Well, thanks for having me.
Yes, well, give us a little taste of what your day has been like or your week has been like here at the Absolutely offices. I think everybody out there probably is excited to wonder what this Dream Factory is all about.
Well, the big news this week is we have a new toy at the office. We've got a hoverboard.
Hoverboard. Should we give a little on-location demo of that?
We absolutely could.
We could. So let's tease that. That's what we'll do in radio lingo. Let's take a call and see if anyone has any questions for me or Eric here. David.
Hey.
David, what's happening?
Hi, David.
Nothing, man. What you doing?
Well, I'm sitting here doing office hours. I'm putting in my time, connecting with, doing a little fan outreach, hopefully making something dynamic and
engaging. Selling some records.
Trying to get the news out, and I'm joined by an absolutely stalwart, Eric Natornacola, writer, editor, director, one of the many men and women that make all the shows that you enjoy possible.
Thank you, Tim. And hello, David.
David, where are you calling from?
Well, right now I'm in Memphis, typically reside in Gainesville, Florida.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's your question, comment, or complaint?
Well, I guess I have comment, and I said, comment is, it's a good day outside, I hope it's the same for you.
Yeah.
And my question... Uh-huh. Would be a little bit, I guess I'm curious, you know, you ever feel people take stuff, and I think a lot of people get defensive about that, but I just wanted to know what you think when you feel like people take some of your bits.
Take some of my bits?
Yeah, which you probably took from somewhere else, but I just mean, I think people, I see a lot of, you know, people on the internet, message boards, always talking about taking bits and stuff.
Who cares, right? I mean, listen, every once in a while there's something that's flagrant that's like, come on, you know, you can't get away with that. What's an example of that lately, Eric? We had the Cheez-Its incident.
The I don't think I saw that.
You didn't see the Cheez-Its incident? They took the little thing from the Universe episode where Eric does the mind,
oh, that's right.
Mind blown. And they got a guy that was literally like in the same turtleneck, same glasses, and did the same exact thing. And then now they're just, you know, making a meme to sell Cheez-Its. So that felt like a little naked rip, like just a plain off, plain old ripoff, you know?
Right, because they didn't add anything extra to it.
No.
It wasn't like a parody.
It wasn't influenced. It was just like, we can't use the footage. Let's just recreate it.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, you try to stomp that out when you see it. But in general, I think we're all influenced by each other. And if we've added something to the conversation of comedy, then it's perhaps all for the best.
Or Cheez-Its, you like Cheez-Its?
You know, here's my official position on Cheez-Its. Delicious. Gives me
white cheddar.
But hey, I'm not done!
Hey, listen, I'm gonna come on over there.
Let him finish, David.
Wait a minute, will you let me tell you what my official position on Cheez-Its is?
Alright.
I think they're delicious in my mouth, but it gives me a stomach ache. So I try not to eat them. Because if I eat too much, it makes me sick.
Now, we're not going to keep talking about this, Dave. You got to move along. There's a lot of people that want to talk.
All right, man.
All right, let's just calm down.
White cheddar, you take Tums before you eat the white cheddar.
I'm not going to take Tums. I'm not going to go take Tums before I eat all these Cheez-Its, you know? That's like really a bad precedent to set. Like, I got to take all this preventative medicine before I eat some crappy.
Yeah, they're not worth the Tums.
It's not worth the Tums. I'll use Tums when I have a nice pizza pie. And I really have to protect my guts. All right?
Yeah.
All right, Dave. It's been a pleasure talking to you. And change your icon on your Skype. Look at that, Eric. It's a little. I think it's a little disrespectful.
Where is it?
Bringing it up. It's just, look at all this.
What's wrong with it?
It's like a black guy on a phone.
Who is that?
Who's that?
Is that you?
That's Gucci Mane.
Gucci Mane. Okay.
Very good rapper. I like him a lot.
Okay, fair enough. You're a fan. Right. I appreciate that.
Kind of hard to. It's kind of a misrepresentative, though.
People. I suppose, yeah. Just put your own picture up there. Nils, coming in on Nils.
Nils.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
I'm calling in from Germany.
From where?
From Germany.
Oh, from Germany. This is terrific. This is you're joined by Eric Natornacola here, one of the mad men of the absolutely universe.
Yeah.
Okay. Completely mad cap.
I'm nuts.
we all are on roller skates and with pinwheel hats and just drooling and doing somersaults and trying on jester's caps. What's going on in Germany these days?
It's rain today. Not much. Just relaxing the whole day.
Isn't life easy for you?
Sounds good.
Isn't life easy for you?
Yeah, it's really easy at the moment, yeah.
What's up? What do you do? Why do you have so much free time?
Just studying, or not so much studying at the moment.
No. You're studying to be a bum, it sounds like.
Yeah, a bit, yeah.
Well, what part of Germany?
It's southwest. It's like an old Roman town.
Oh, God. That sounds romantic.
Yeah, it is a bit. It's like not really modern, but
no.
What should you be studying right now? What are you shirking?
Sorry?
What should you be studying right now? What do you usually study?
Art history.
Art history?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I got news for
you. You are a great artist.
I'm part of the art movement.
You're one of the greatest, I think. It's like you're so inspirational, and this thing you're creating with this Skype conference and the Facebook Live thing, I've never seen anyone use it like this before.
No, it's completely, you're right. I happen to agree with you on this. We're not going to get into a big argument about it. We are breaking new ground. It is I mean, listen, it's nothing new to have a radio call-in talk show, but I'm doing it without, I'm skirting the middleman. By the way, I do have a few sponsors now, so we're going to have to take some sponsor breaks. Talk about, I don't know, we got LaCroix, okay?
Now this is interesting because
Pamplemousse.
It's clear now that you have video, there is a video feed, but you choose not to be seen. Is there a decision behind that, Tim?
Not really. I mean, here I am, but listen, I just haven't gotten to do my hair today.
Yeah.
I
can feel the pressure of that. I can see why you have it the other way.
Yeah, I just want the focus to be on the calls and the conversations, and you know, it's. I feel like I'll eventually get to a place where we're filming stuff. Like maybe we'll do that hoverboard thing.
Demonstration.
There's a lot of possibilities, but today I feel like something different's happening. I feel like I'm spending a little bit too much time away from the calls, and the focus of this is to get the calls, to get to talk to people.
The thing was interesting, though.
What?
When is that going to happen?
Which one?
The hoverboard?
It might happen. That's why you got to stay tuned. I mean, this is a classic.
This the GoPro show you did together with Eric Erheim, and that was inspirational, too.
Well, I'm making a promise to my office hours heads that, you know, the hoverboard's coming in the next 20 minutes or so, probably around 11:45, we'll do a demo of the office hours
the demo of the hoverboard experience. Now that's huge.
Are you going to get on the board, Tim?
No. I tried getting on the board the other day, and I fell on my ass, nearly broke my other arm. I broke my arm last year on roller skates, and I'm not meant for wheels. Thanks, Nils. Thanks for calling from so far away. What a pleasure it is talking to you. And call anytime. Tyler Trail.
Hey, Tyler.
What's up, Tim?
What's up?
Wow, I can't believe I'm actually talking to you, man.
Well, you are, and where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Atlanta, Georgia.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm at work in my office right now, so I just left my cubicle.
I would love to prank phone call your office. What's the, I shouldn't say, we're live. But
no, what do you do? What kind of
office is it?
I work in IT.
Oh, putting out fires. Mm.
Yeah.
Have you guys ever been hacked big time?
No, we have not been hacked big time. Okay. We keep all the e-worms and e-viruses away.
Now, do you work in support, or are you more of an engineer behind the scenes kind of guy? Do you talk to people every day?
I'm more of a IT project manager.
Right. What sort of websites? Or what kind of companies?
It's a automotive aftermarket company. I'll just say that.
Okay. Cars.com.
We're talking spoilers and mufflers.
Oh, I see.
Tricked out.
Pep Boys. Pep Boys?
Yeah. AutoZone. We might be able to sniff out.
Is it AutoZone or not? Is it AutoZone or not?
O'Reilly. O'Reilly Auto? Or maybe one of those like performance places like P-Zone, Performance, those kind of things.
You know what? By the way, I got to take a break here. Kyle Mulligan, I see you. He says, I miss 230 PST. Why don't you create positivity instead of always comparing things to things in the past, saying, this isn't what the old thing was. Grow up, go home, get offline, go out and walk around your neighborhood and eat some grass, whatever you want to do. But don't talk about how things are not what they used to be. You sound like an old fart. Kyle, get a life, okay? I see you. Your sad face. Can you believe this guy?
No, I can't. It's just ridiculous.
It's ridiculous is the word. Thanks, Tyler. Get back to work, because we need those ITs running hot.
And the performance parts.
Performance parts. They got to get their spoilers and their mufflers and their air fresheners and their leather seats and the footing where you went, the new form-fitted footing area where you can weather tech. Thank you.
I love you, Tim.
Thank you. I love you too.
Do you customize your car, Tim?
Have I customized
my car?
Do you
put a lot of custom parts on it?
No, I don't. I don't have anything.
You should look into it, because you know it's like you wouldn't just buy a house and not put any furniture in it.
I know, but I lease, and that doesn't seem like a smart move.
you cannot
augment my lease.
You can take that stuff out before you return it.
I wouldn't want to go through all that. I'm going to try Kate again, because we tried Kate earlier and she was not answering.
Hello.
Hi, Kate.
Hey, I'm here.
What's up, girl?
Oh.
What's up, girlfriend?
Oh,
is this going to be another marriage proposal? Because I don't know if I could do two of those in a day.
That was my first plan. Okay. But then I was like, that's not appropriate.
No, it's not, Heidi. All right, so what is the deal today? Where are you calling from real quick before we get to the question?
I am calling from British Columbia, Canada.
Okay.
And I'm in high school. I have a question. You've mentioned before that you listened to a lot of Ween in high school.
Yes, among other things.
Yeah, but I recently discovered in the past year Ween, and it really changed the way I listen to music. I was just curious to know what your favorite album was.
I have to go, you know, I'm not like a deep Ween head. Like, I don't go to their old records. It's a little too weird for me.
Oh, yeah.
It's a little too inaccessible. I say, you know, like Chocolate and Cheese and... I don't know. That's probably the best one they ever made. Really, that's like the peak.
Well, it's classic, yeah.
It's a classic. Everything, you know, it's funny, it's weird, it's great songs, totally its own little deal. And but I like the ones that came after that, too. I like the Country Record, and I like the White Pepper a lot. That had a lot of good songs on it.
Yeah.
What's your favorite?
Oh,
my God. Probably... it's probably a tie, a three-way tie between white pepper, Quebec, and chocolate and cheese.
Oh, Quebec. I don't know that one as well, but...
My God, you should really listen to Quebec.
I have it. You know, what can I tell you? How much wean can I listen to? Over the, you know, maybe not.
There's only so many hours in the day.
So many hours in the day. Thanks, Kate. Keep listening to music. It's important.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, I
keep
totally
supporting
will.
Music.
Can I say recommend one record for you? The original recording of the Jesus Christ Superstar.
Okay.
Check that out. I'm not kidding. It's one of my favorite records of all time. The original cast recording, not the movie soundtrack, not the...
Right.
It's the brown cover. It's... put it on, listen to it several times. It's very connected to this kind of stuff. All right?
Great. I will commit myself to that.
Thanks, Kate. I'm going to make a new feature of Office Hours now is Music Recs by me.
Right.
And I'm going to encourage people to explore new arenas, new ideas, new concepts. We are 10 minutes away from... Are you going to debut your new method of riding the hoverboard?
If people want to see that, I
they do. Yeah, I've seen it, and it's pretty impressive. Max?
Hello?
Hey.
What's going on?
What's happening, bro? Where are you calling from, England?
Yes, I'm coming from London.
Oh, wow. That's very, very chic, very cool.
Good guess, Tim.
We all know about your amazing Brighton anecdote, Tim. You were there as a little boy.
That's correct. Would you like to tell the story?
Yeah, it was. It's quite. I've forgotten it, but I know you were in Brighton.
It's a great family story, isn't it? It's. I'm not going to get into it now, but it involves me seeing boobies for the first time.
Oh, wow.
Well,
oh, really?
In public, you know, because it was a topless beach, or it is, or was.
How old were you?
I was 25.
Huh.
Well, no. You see more Tim Heidecker spoofs and goofs and more prank calls and stuff.
Well, I've made a new show called Decker that's coming out. That's, you know, you've probably seen that on the internet, right?
I love it. I can't get enough of it.
Well, there's more of that coming in June.
To Greg Turkington was, you know, the worst enemy, you know, it's disgraceful.
It is disgraceful, but I am, I'm returning with that. You know, there's lots more coming.
And Steve Brule coming out.
Steve Brule's coming back with 6 new episodes that are joyously hilarious. I just watched them again recently, and they're very funny. I think you'll all be pleased with them. As far as being in London, I don't know how you're going to get these shows right away, but you'll figure it out, I guess, huh?
I will. Yeah, I can't get enough of Decker, and I can't wait for the, you know... the big feature film,
Max,
that Oscar.
Your task today is to reach out to 3 people in your life that may not be Deckerheads or may not be Brule boys. Get them on board.
And one of them should be the AV Club, because they, I don't know if you saw this, Tim, but they posted a big press release from Adult Swim talking about the new shows that are coming out. Decker is missing from the release.
Missing from the release?
Yeah.
Just everything else is in there?
Everything but...
What the hell?
You got the new Venture Brothers.
Hold on. I got to look. This is an exclusive.
Check it out. You got Venture Brothers. You got a Walking Dead robot chicken special.
Let me get this out. Adult Swim plots. You know, the AV Club is officially... I mean, they've been sort of lightly on my shit list for a while. But this is unconscionable. They have such disrespect for me and for my work... that they've just let out this... You know, I got the press release. It came out. It's been in other mediums. It was in Deadline, which is a Bay Hollywood rag. And I tell you, this is... I think we got to stop looking at this rag, this AV Club. I think it's trash.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's starting to feel more and more like an actual club and less like a professional news organization.
It's not a professional news organization. They go in...
politics, and it's just a waste of time.
It's a waste of time, and the people that spend time reading this and worrying about what they think and what their interests are, they're the waste. So I'm over it. They're done in my book. I'm going to call my publicist and say they're banned from publishing any information about my work. They're banned from it. They don't get to review things.
All they had to do was just copy and paste the press release.
Yeah, I'll see them in court if they ever publish my name again. How about that?
Mm.
Shameful. And we should all just remember the phrase, the key phrase of Office Hours today is shame on you, AV Club. Thank you for bringing this to my attention. Now I'm upset.
Everybody on the live stream, tweet out at AV Club.
Yeah.
Shame on them.
Yeah. Read the press release again.
Do your work.
Read the press release again.
Do your work. Thank you, Max. And I'm sorry we had to go through this, you know, this kind of negative energy.
I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said anything.
Yeah, Eric, you brought this negativity in here.
I apologize.
Oh, Father Freedom, I got to talk to you. Where are five?
See you later.
Ciao, Max. Bye. Father Freedom, where are you? What's going on with you, Eric? You're supposed to be writing the Eric Andre show, but we're talking about the
Nathan for you.
Is Nathan MIA today?
I should be working today. Nathan is at a meeting, so okay. He's running late.
Okay, so you guys are playing a little hooky.
Yeah, I should get back to the room.
All right, well, why don't you get your hoverboard ready to go, and we'll go live with that in about 8 minutes.
All right.
Hello.
Hi, Tim.
Hey, what's up?
Yeah, it's going pretty good. I just want to kind of I say this is a great thing you're doing for the fans, coming out on the media saying, I'm opening up to questions. This is me. This is who I am. And, you know, I think the whole thing about the AV Club.
Let's not even get into it. But if you want to.
Go ahead. I don't want to stir up the pot, you know. But you got Facebook now.
Yeah.
So they're saying they're suppressing the conservative media.
That's true.
And how about that? What do you think about that? That's kind of my general question.
I don't know. I haven't looked into it too closely. You know, I would say it's tricky because I think Facebook probably has the right to do whatever the hell they want.
Of course, yeah.
You know? As long as we all know that. So that's all there is to it. I mean, I would think from a business perspective, from a sort of, you know, it's not a good choice.
It's not desirable.
It's not a good idea for them because they're going to have a whole heck load of people saying, well, I'm out of here.
Exactly.
If this is the case. I think they should be as open and free as possible, of course. So,
of course.
You know, listen, that's my position on it. That's all I'm going to say.
All right.
Hey, Caroline. Would you reach out to Doug and ask him just to call the office line and put him through to my line here?
Okay.
We'll see if we can get Doug on the phone. I know he's so eager to be a part of this movement. Do you lean right wing?
I'd say I'm more of a right of center kind of guy. This is very true. Tim, I'm frankly a little perplexed at where this country might be going in the next 4 years. So I could be going left or I could be going right.
It's such a confusing time, isn't it?
It is.
It's tough for us all. It's the truth.
Yep.
Listen, these are scary times, and I don't know what to tell you. I'm frankly tongue-tied about the whole thing, and you know, there's nothing but good people out there, folks like you and me, all the wonderful people here.
I do appreciate it.
I'm talking about the commenters. I'm talking about the people on Facebook here. Such kind, generous folks.
I do appreciate it.
There's got to be some common ground. Thank you so much, Father Freedom, and be safe.
And talk soon then.
All right, that was a positive call. Sorry, it was. That's how I'm logging that as a positive call, despite maybe some personal political differences. Retro Arcade Monkey.
Hello.
What's
Hello,
up, brother?
Big up? Fan of your work, by the way, with Tim and Eric and all of that awesome show. Good job and all that.
Thank you.
How are you doing today, Tim?
Good.
You know, I have a very funny story that happened to me that I'd like to share with you guys. And
Hold on, pause. Let's put that. Let's put it to the folks watching through their little react buttons of likes. How many people want to hear this story?
Let's see
how that goes. So how many people out there listening right now want to hear the story coming in from? We got a couple. What, one heart? Not a lot. We got some more plug. And now I got some. Oh, we got some. All right, let's hear it. I think we got. It worked. It's a flood of thumbs. Very exciting.
Sweet.
Look at that. We're really engaging.
It happened to me with my mates over at Victoria Station. Okay. And we were just kind of walking out of a Burger King. We just had a bit of a burger and hung out for a bit, talking about, you know, how it's been going and all that. So we come out of Burger King, and we see a guy on a moped. And this guy on the moped, you know, he seems to be having a bit of a chuckle, right? Because he seems to be kind of shaking a little bit, like vibrating a little bit. I'm like, what could he be laughing about? Because, you know, he seems to be really finding this whole... Because he's looking at, like, one of the bridges near the Burger King, right?
Uh-huh.
And so I come up to him, I move up to him, walk up to him and say, "Hey, mate, what's going on?" And then having a bit of a wank on a moped.
Okay, he was jerking off on the moped?
Why is he having a wank on a moped?
Okay, is that the story?
Yeah. That's not just the story. Uh-huh. I then noticed he was like, and I said, "Hey, mate, why are you having a wank on a moped?" And he said, "Oh, just the usual." And I said, "That's not the usual, mate.
No,
you're on a moped having a wank in the middle of the street. That's not exactly a normal thing to do." And then, I tell him off for a bit, and then I walk down the street, and then notice another guy on a moped having a wank. And I think, what is going on? There's just a line of people on mopeds having a wank at absolutely nothing. Yeah, I'm in the road.
Hold on, stop that. I'm in the middle of a story that I've just sort of stopped listening to, frankly. Apologies to you, Retro Arcade Monkey. I think we all kind of had our fill, you know? And I have to tell you, if it wasn't for that charming accent, it would have ended a lot sooner, okay? It was Matt Hobbs says, "I give this story 2 bags. Listen, Doug?
Yeah.
How are you? I've got Doug Lusenhop. So many streams of media right now. I've got the Doug calling into the office. He has access to the office line. So can we hear Doug all right? Let's do a quick test of the audio here.
Hi, right, can you hear me? Checking 1, 2, 3. Shrek 1, 2, 3.
Now, if my cable, phone cable was longer, I'd be able to really get this working good, but it's a little tight here. All right, I got you at full blast. What are you doing, Doug? How am I so lucky that I've gotten you live?
Well, you just caught me at the right time. I was rehearsing. I bought an acoustic guitar, and I was inspired by your new album.
Really?
I'm trying to learn Huey Lewis in the News, The Power of Love on guitar.
Oh.
Something like that.
Yeah, it sounds just like the record.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. I want to thank you for... Doug and I had a wonderful camping trip last week. Doug drove and cooked for us and took care of us. And we made some fun content while we were doing that. We provided... Did everyone hear Rock and Roll Gary on Doug's podcast, The Poundcast? Get some lots of likes for that right now. A lot of people flooding Facebook Live with likes.
I'm wondering if you liked the video that I edited together of our trip.
The latest episode of Two Wet Crew.
Yeah.
Yes, I thought it was... listen, I'm a huge fan of Two Wet Crew. I think hopefully folks are experiencing Two Wet Crew. Have you guys seen Two Wet Crew? It's very funny. It's next level. It's Doug Pound at his best. That particular new episode, it's fun, it's experimental, it's different, not as many laughs maybe. And you admit that It's
okay.
You know, we were primarily up there to have fun and celebrate Mikey Campman's birthday. So that was priority number one.
But we nailed that.
That was accomplished.
We nailed.
Croy, people loved Croy. I liked, you know, you achieved what you're going for, which was making sort of a Terrence Malick spoof, kind of a very serious, pretentious art film. And the landscapes were beautiful. You're beautiful. I'm beautiful. It's an exciting experience.
Thanks, Tim.
Do you want to take a...
Is this a podcast I'm on, or what do you call this?
Well, it's a new medium. It's Facebook Live. Do you want to take a call from Skype?
Yeah.
All right, let's go. Who wants to talk to Doug? I bet they all do. Jenny Spivey. Jenny!
Hello!
Hey, I got Jenny here, and we're on live, Facebook Live, office hours. I got Doug Lusenhop on the landline.
Hey, guys.
What's going on? Where are you calling in from?
Seattle, Washington.
Ah, one of our favorite places.
Yeah, I wish I could see you at Sasquatch this year, but I can't. But I did see you guys in 2009, which was awesome.
Cool. So. Well, do you have any questions for me or Doug?
I don't really have any questions. I just wanted to hear your voice. I just wanted to thanks for all your laughs. And I wanted to know how aware you are of, like, your fans, and like, do you realize how many of us there are, and like how there's kind of like a Tim and Eric-esque like sense of humor, and like how, I don't know, you like changed my life with like how, like what I see things as funny and stuff like that, and I appreciate that.
I have some small sense of it, but I appreciate hearing about it, and
right.
It's nice. Sometimes it's, you know, it's very nice of you to say. What do you think, Doug?
First,
Doug's heard of it.
Hey, Doug.
Hi.
How's it going?
You gotta know and love and respect Doug Lusenhop, right?
Absolutely. Doug Pound, all the way.
Very cool.
I don't look at the internet or any kind of media, so I do landlines and that's about it.
That's smart.
You do landlines and acoustic guitars.
Yeah, and I listen to music with a landline, too. I have my friend... put on his stereo and just like put the receiver near it, and I put on my landline phone. That's how I
perfect.
All right, we have to take a break right now. Doug, thanks for calling in. I'll talk to you
soon.
Thanks,
Tim.
Thanks, Tim.
The reason I got a break now is I promised the audience, I've been teasing this all hour, that we are going to show a demonstration of the hoverboard here. Eric Natornicola is going to show us how he uses the hoverboard, and we're going to go live to that right now. Shall we do that? Thanks, Doug.
Yeah. Tim?
Yeah.
Next time, I would love to come into the office.
Okay, I'll give you a little more warning this time.
Good to talk to you. Bye.
Good to talk to you. All right, we are going live now as Eric Natornicola demonstrates. This is huge. It demonstrates his unique way of using this device here. What? Well, hold on. Are you going to introduce any of this? What you call it?
Yeah. Well, I saw a 7-year-old do this on YouTube, so I thought I'd give it a shot.
Oh, so this is not your own?
I didn't come up with this. No, a 7-year-old.
All right. Well, let's take it away. There he goes. All right. Well, that delivered right there. What do you think, everybody? Let's get some likes for that. Let's get some thumbs up.
Thanks for watching.
Okay. Look at that. That's terrific. All right. Well, let's go back to the calls. Thank you, Eric. Do you mind shutting my door for me? There's a lot going on. There's a lot of activity here. Look at that. Right back in place. This is fantastic. Let's get to the calls. I'm sorry, we've been ignoring some people here. Kevin Wilson. Kevin? Kevin's offline. Justina. Justina's offline. Hello? Somehow I've ignored all these people. Hello? Nick? All these people are gone. It's like they've all disappeared. Has there been a Holocaust. Hold on, let's call in and I'm gonna quit Skype real quick. Quit it. This is so dynamic. I think, you know what happened? Skype crashed again. We had a crash of Skype, so stand by. We'll go a little long today to make up for yesterday. And I'm just trying to restart Skype. I'll address some of your comments right now, I think. I can do that for you at least. Justina, I know I see you there, but I gotta tell you, my Skype crashed, okay? We got big problems. Big problems, okay? And here's what we're gonna do about it. We're gonna restart, and I'm back on, so get the calls in. Devin, Jason, who should we go to? Nick?
Hey, how's it going, Tim?
Good, Nick. I just had to restart the whole deal, so we're back online.
Stupid Skype.
Hey, easy on that.
Well, they don't pay their taxes.
They don't?
I don't know. I just made it up.
Okay, well, watch that language. I don't want to get sued by Microsoft.
How are you doing today?
Where are you calling from, Nick?
The lovely confines of San Francisco.
It really is confines, right? Are you trapped there?
Yes, in a two-bedroom apartment with five people.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, one bathroom, too.
Oh, that's disgusting. Do you guys keep clean, or is it just a mess?
It's a mess.
God damn it. How old are you?
Should I disclose this information? I'm 21.
Oh, that's fine. Live like a slob.
I'm a young Tim Heidecker fan.
Yes, thanks, Nick. Don't be afraid to live like a slob. All right? That's a good time to... Do you have any questions? I want to get a bunch of calls in, so let's keep this going.
One quick question. Was there any specific moment where you just felt like, I don't know, creatively, like you were liberated, or was it just a process that you just had to stick to it, and even though you didn't feel like you had all the creative freedom, you just kept persistent with that?
Thank you for that dwindling question. It just evaporated at the end there with a classic, I don't know. I'm feeling very liberated right now with this new medium of Facebook Live mixed with a little Skype, a little landline, a little hoverboarding. Yes, it's a constant evolution and growth of creativity. Thank you. Andy, where was the little lady that was dying to call? What is her name again? There's just so many coming in. I think I gotta get an assistant. That's what I gotta do for this, so that they can just be hack on. They can just be throwing calls my way, just constantly popping in. But that kind of ruins it, doesn't it? Because there is a sense that this is all happening kind of flying by the seat of my pants. I want to go to hack on. Hack on.
Hello.
Hack on. You have all these symbols above the letters in your name. You've got something over your O. And a couple other. So where are you calling from? A foreign land?
Yeah, I'm from Iceland.
Okay, Iceland.
Hey, man.
What's up?
Just fine.
You having a good day?
Yeah, all right.
What's that?
How are you? Oh, is the connection bad?
It's good. I hear you fine now. I'm doing great. The hour's flying by. It's wonderful to talk to you and all the other people. Have you bought my album yet?
No. Is it out yet?
It's, you can pre-order it. Get in Glendale. Just check all my Facebook pages and everything. You'll find it. Wouldn't it be nice if you just supported the arts?
Yeah, I agree.
I'm going one-to-one selling this thing. I'm like a salesman, a traveling salesman, just selling my wares. Thanks for calling in, Iceland. I'd love to visit Iceland one day and experience that culture. Going to Justina. Justina, I finally got you.
This is not Justina.
Why?
This is not Justina.
Who is this?
This is Devin.
Oh shit.
And I was gonna do a joke and say I called in to talk to you about being a conservative, but you called me Justina, and now I lost it.
Okay.
I was gonna make fun of Father Freedom.
Okay.
But I like the new working from home song.
Thank you. It's really good. Thank you very much.
And will there be more On Cinema episodes released at the same time as the new Deckard? In June?
They're not going to be released around the same time, but they'll be on cinema later in the year. Probably late summer. All right, I got to get to Justina. I think I found her. Justina?
Hello!
Finally, we've connected.
Yes.
Angela, I see you on there commenting mostly dudes that get answered. Incorrect.
I haven't seen.
There are mostly dudes, you know, but what can I tell you? There's a lot of guys that dig my work. What, Justina, where are you calling from?
Lincoln, UK.
Where?
Lincoln.
UK. Lincoln,
yes,
UK.
Like, you know, you're President Lincoln.
Yeah. How are you doing today?
I'm okay. I'm good.
That's great.
I should have been at an exhibition today.
You should have been at an exhibition. What kind of exhibition?
It was my exhibition.
Oh.
We fucked it all up.
Are you an artist?
I'm an art student.
Oh, okay. Fine arts?
Yeah.
You sound a little bummed out or something. Where's your energy?
Well, you know, the thing is, we did fuck it up. You know, we blew it. And the group just doesn't want to. It was going to be a closing night. There was going to be wine and fun. But the group doesn't. It's not happening, you know?
All right. Well, I don't know what to tell you. It's whose fault was it? Is it?
It's okay. It's nobody's fault. It's, you know, it's everyone's fault. It's what happens sometimes.
Well, she blew it. You know, what can I tell you? I feel bad for you.
You don't have to be sorry about it. It's okay.
Okay. Well, is there any questions you have for me or comments?
Yes.
Yes.
I would like to talk about in Glendale.
Okay.
Right. I am a bundlehead.
Yeah, cool. And
I've had a week to ruminate over, you know, the songs.
Yes.
And I like the songs. I like your point of view.
Thank you.
It's good to hear. It's very straightforward, but also, you know, it's a bit dark. It's not sort of, how do you say, optimistic or pessimistic, or it is both.
Maybe it is. I'm a nuanced man. I wouldn't say I'm totally one way or another.
Exactly.
That's life.
Yeah.
So out of 25 stars, what would you give the record?
Oh, well, I wouldn't have listened to it if I wasn't a fan of you. It's not your kind of music.
I
know that you want honesty.
It's not the kind of music that you normally would listen to.
No. But I do listen to different kinds of music. I'm open to that kind of thing.
Fair enough.
And I do enjoy it.
All right, so out of 25, what's it getting?
I guess I'd give it, like, you know, 20 microphones, 25 honey, you know, like pots of honey.
Uh-huh.
For singing.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah. Did you like that reference? I thought it was kind of cool.
Really nice. Thank you, Justina. Lovely talking to you.
You too.
Hope to see you in the UK if I ever get myself over there.
Yes, you should come to Lincoln.
Yeah, why not?
Because of the cost.
Yes, true. Good point. Goodbye.
Bye.
Campbell Belden.
Hello, Tim.
Campbell Belden. What's up? What do they call you for short?
Killer Cam.
Killer Cam, the real deal.
The real deal.
What's up?
The flesh. Not much.
Where are you calling from?
San Francisco.
A lot of San Fran heads calling in today. It's a tech center. They're comfortable with the technology. They're comfortable with Skype. Are you working right now?
I'm not. I'm unemployed.
Oh, man. Unemployed in San Francisco. In these days, I don't know how you're getting by. I mean, you got some kind of trust fund or something?
I'm a programmer. No, I've been working. I'm just unemployed right now.
Okay. You're going from job to job.
Right, man.
Are you collecting unemployment insurance?
It's just, I'm doing contract work, so it's a lot of... Is this interesting?
To me, it is. Let me see some ups or downs on the Facebook comments. Are we interested in the employment situation of Campbell Belden? Can I get some feedback here? Anybody likes with the thumbs ups? Got a couple, two, three. Yeah, it's like, I don't know. I don't want to just talk about me and... yeah, let's talk
about technology and the cutting edge.
All right, what's the future like? What are we looking at in 5 years? AI?
AI, yeah, bots. We can do chatbots.
What are chatbots?
Chatbots. It's like artificial intelligence that you talk to, and it can sell you a service or a product, or talk to you.
So, give me a real time example of what that would be. Let's say like the Gap. Yeah. Let's say the Gap has a chatbot.
The Gap, you say you want a kid's shirt, a pink kid's colored shirt, and it'll pull that up for you, and you can order it straight over chat.
So it'd be a typing chat, or can I talk? Can I communicate through voice?
Yeah, you can communicate voice to text. Yeah,
oh, voice to text. Okay. All right, that's not very exciting. That's sort of just like changing some search criteria. It's just like inputting data to receiving data and filtering it a certain way and having stuff.
Sure, yeah.
It's not that doesn't turn me on. Okay, I'm not turned on by that. Get me? This is Connor O'Reilly saying this is a horrible interview. I think it's going great. Did you have a question for me?
Just like what your technology ideas are. Kanye West has his ideas with the emoji autocorrect.
Yeah.
And the 7-screen movie experience.
Yeah.
I was wondering if you had any.
I have some proprietary ideas that I would never share publicly because some slime like you might come on board and just take them wholesale.
I'm happy to work with you on something if you want.
All right, I'll keep that in mind, Campbell. If I want to pursue something in the technology arena, I would certainly you'd be on my list of people to call.
Yeah, we can build you a chatbot, or we can build.
I don't want chatbots. All right, Ali Perez, you're up next. Allie.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey.
What's up?
Hey, how are you?
Can you turn your computer down?
How are you?
I'm good, but you need to turn your computer down.
Okay.
Just so I can hear you. What's going on there?
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you. I can always hear you. I don't want to hear me.
What's going on?
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Atlanta, Georgia.
We've gotten a couple calls from Atlanta this week.
Yeah.
It's a big metro area. Are you in the city or are you sort of in the surrounding area?
Yeah, I'm right in the city.
Peachtree Lane or what?
Over off of Moreland.
Okay. What's going on? How can we help you today? I'm a chatbot. So what can I do?
I don't know. What advice? I have friends getting married this week. What advice would you give them?
What advice would I give your friends getting married?
Yeah.
I would say try to savor every moment.
Savor every moment.
Okay. Savor every moment.
I will tell them to savor every moment.
Not save their every moment. Savor it. Savor it. Savor it.
All right. Savor it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tim.
Bye, Allie.
Bye.
Seamus McKenzie. Seamus.
Savor every moment.
Hey, what's up?
Hi, Seamus.
Hey, what's up? What's up, Tim?
I
I'm good. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from New Jersey.
New Jersey. Seamus, I recognize your name. You tweet me a lot.
Yes,
I do. But all very positive messages. Can I say that?
Yes, I'll be seeing you in New York City this coming week, so I hope to shake your hand and tell you how much that you mean to me.
I have to tell you, Seamus, it's appreciated. You seem very genuine and very sincere and supportive and respectful, and I appreciate you.
Thank you very much, and I'm out of sync with your Facebook, your live stream, so I'm going to just connect right now because I don't want to mess up your life. I do appreciate you, and I will be seeing you this coming week.
Good. Well, we'll talk in person then, perhaps.
Thank you very much.
Goodbye. Wow. We're at noon now. We'll go another 10 minutes, okay? And you were Octa. Hello.
Yes.
What's up?
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good. How are you doing?
I'm hanging in there. What can I do for you today? Where are you calling from?
Louisville, Kentucky.
All right. Home of Bonnie Prince Billy.
Yeah. I'm not familiar with who that is, though.
All right. Look him up. Great musician. That's my another recommendation of the week. We had Jesus Christ Superstar earlier and Bonnie Prince Billy. Did you see Sauce Boy?
I didn't.
What are you doing, dude? I mean, what's up? Well, this guy's calling in. He hasn't seen Sauce Boy from Bedtime Stories. Is really pretty sick. And it makes me want to hang up on you.
Well, before do you have? I need that guy with the chatbot.
You do?
Yeah.
All right. Well, why don't you text? Why don't you on the comments here request? Because then you guys can connect that way.
Because right? I have like a bunch of pink shirts that would be help with the chatbot for sure.
You got a bunch of pink shirts.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I do. I sell shirts mostly pink.
Okay. Fine. Fine.
But yeah, also, I did have a question for you.
Go ahead. People are begging me to hang up on you.
Is there going to be a sequel to The Comedian?
Bye-bye. Got the name of the movie wrong. You got the name of the movie wrong. I'm going to not put up with that. Why would I put up with that? Everyone wants to know, is there something happening? When something's going to happen, you're going to know about it. You're going to find out because I'm going to self-promote it. As much as you dislike that, I'm going to let you know when the time is right. Sean?
Wow, hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. Me and my daughter are totally excited now.
Oh, is your daughter there with you?
Yes, she is. She's 14. You guys share the same birthday, and we love all your stuff, you and Eric's stuff. We're just, oh my gosh, we're through the roof right now.
Oh, thank you so much. Where are you calling from?
Calling from Delaware.
Delaware. No one ever talks or thinks or cares about Delaware. Do you ever feel that way?
Yeah, it's sad. That's why we go to Philly a lot.
But you get to the beach occasionally, don't you?
We do.
What's your daughter's name?
Noelle. She's right here.
Hi, Noelle. Say hello. Don't be afraid.
Hi.
What are you guys doing? Just sitting in Delaware. It's about 3:00 there. Somebody just got home from school.
Yeah, we just got out of school, and we usually come home, and we always watch one of your shows when we get home.
What?
Every day. Yes, we do.
Like for example, what did you watch yesterday?
Yesterday, we watched the Cats one. Today, we're going to watch the Puberty one over and over again, because we really almost just cried when we watched that.
This is sick. Well, sounds like you've got a great relationship, you two.
I do. Not everybody agrees that I should be letting her watch this, but she loves it. We have a blast.
Well, it's all for fun. It's not meant to be too serious, of course. And it's sounds terrific. You keep supporting us. We keep making you're that family unit tighter. It's all very positive.
Oh, yeah. I loved it. And then I got her introduced to it. And she's just been a major fan for the past 2 years, actually.
Well, Noel, welcome to the club. This gang that we have here, it's small, it's intimate. The people that support my work, our work here, couldn't be nicer. And you're in a great situation. It's better than if you were some fan of, you know, Slipknot or something, or into some weird thrash metal scene. This is the scene that promotes creativity, individuality, success, and humor.
Yeah, and she loves it. I'm getting ready to introduce her to the bedtime stories because she hasn't seen that yet.
Oh, okay. Well, I think that's a little more tame than maybe the Awesome Show stuff, but there are certainly some dark subjects. Certainly will open up for some conversations between mother and daughter.
Yeah, and we love your music, too. We're hoping that we can see you sometime. We just want to be able to see you in person. That's, like, a real big thing with her. She wants to see you in person.
Well, I don't know when I'm getting to Delaware, but you'll know when I do.
Well, we'll travel around for you. We don't mind that one bit.
All right. Well, thanks, Sean, and all the best to Noel, and be well, and I'll do a surprise song for you. On the first Noel, the angels did sing. There you go.
Oh, if you could see her, she is smiling from ear to ear. You have made her entire life right now. This is one happy girl.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Goodbye. Thank you so much. We love you.
Couple more calls, and then we'll say g'day, mates. We'll put this off to another day. I don't know. I might be able to do one of these tomorrow. We'll have to see how I feel and how the energy is when I wake up. If there's good energy, we'll be live. One more call. Make it two more calls. Alec?
Yes.
Alec?
How are you?
Good. Yes. How are you?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can indeed. Thank you for taking my call.
Where are you calling from?
The Big Apple, New York.
Oh, New York.
Yes.
Jesus.
I had a question.
Go ahead.
So, I've seen you before, or heard you say some derogatory things about Phish. One of my favorite bands.
Yes.
What's up with that? Do you not appreciate? They're great musicians.
I don't remember saying anything derogatory. Maybe I did.
It was an interview about like your life and what music you liked growing up.
Right.
Like that.
I did remember. I did like them for a very brief period of time in high school. For a very, I don't know. And then I just lost interest in them. And I've heard them several times, and nothing sticks out as music I would ever want to hear. I do acknowledge that they're good musicians. Absolutely. But their songs don't really connect with me. I don't think they don't feel catchy. Or,
that's fair.
You know, I just don't.
You gotta see them live though.
I saw them live. Listen, I saw them live in high school.
What?
They're very good. It's fine. It's if you're into it, that's good for you.
Right, well, I'm gonna see you here Tuesday.
Okay.
So
well, that's gonna be a totally different show. You know, than the Phish experience, but it'll be what it'll be. I hope you're not expecting me to come out with a six-string bass and wearing a dress and doing covering an entire Beatles album, but you know, you never know.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm not expecting that, but thank you for taking
it. Thanks, Alec. All right. As you can tell, I'm getting a little punchy. We should end with Vanessa, maybe. Vanessa?
Vanessa. All right.
Hi, Vanessa. Can you turn your computer down?
Yes.
Okay, hi. And now we can talk.
All right, wonderful.
Where are you calling from?
Hey, I'm calling from Miami, Florida.
Hey, Miami, wow.
I haven't seen anyone calling from Florida, so I had to put my two cents in.
Yes, can I, what can I help you with today?
Well, I'm very excited about this online experience. And my big question for you today is that I love when you guys go on talk shows and just like mess with the hosts.
Yeah.
I was wondering if you guys had ever experienced any actual issues doing that, like with the production team or anything.
Not really. Everyone is excited, I think, that we are bringing something different to the... can you turn your computer down, please? Sorry, there's like a lot of feedback. There's a lot of... You know, we'll figure out these technicals, folks. This is day three of office hours. There's going to be a lot of tinkering and jiggering with the way we're doing this. Maybe some new mics will come into play, maybe a mixer. There's all kinds of different things we could do. I will say this about that. You know, we've done a lot of those shows, and as much as I feel like they were successful or, you know, shaking it up a little bit, you know, we're not like getting tons of calls to come back on those shows, so maybe we blew it to some degree. I don't know. I mean, I thought we went on Conan O'Brien. We came out with skis on, and we had this I thought it was a pretty funny idea. And, you know, we're treated like we're from Mars. But when I watch those shows, the only times they're ever interesting is when people come on and do a bit. You know, if somebody like Albert Brooks was always great at doing funny bits, or Charles Grodin, or Andy Kaufman, of course, you know. If you're going to come out there and just talk about your new movie or something, I think that's just the most boring thing in the world. But that's what I'm doing on this album. I'm doing all these interviews. I talk about the process, and it's so boring to me. But whatever, you know, it's tough. You just try to take it day by day.
I mean, hey, some people are really interested. And I remember Howard Stern actually applauded you guys one time.
Oh, God, that was one of the highlights of my entire life. It really was. What can I say? It was a great experience. And I appreciate, Vanessa, your question. And let me just also say I appreciate all the viewers watching Office Hours 3 days in a row now. It's been an incredible experience to hear from you. It's been, all the comments are being received. I'd love to get feedback on what I could be doing differently in terms of technicals. If anyone has any suggestions on how to increase the quality levels of Office Hours. I mean, today we went live in the office, showed some hoverboarding. We had Doug Lusenhop coming in on the landline. We had Eric Notornicola come by, a writer. Director and editor of some of your favorite shows from the Absolutely Universe. We've had so many great experiences just today. It's almost incredible to think about where this could go. Could we jigger this towards the biggest experience online? No, we're not going to get there. What we are going to do is continue to engage creatively, honestly, and with the spirit of experimentation in towards the future, time permitting. Time permitting is the key word. Maybe I could be using my time better. Maybe I can be writing episodes of bedtime stories. Maybe I could be coming up with new goofs, prank calls, animated concepts, working on my stand-up comedy, writing songs, spending time with my family, calling my extended family, checking in on them. This is impossible to know what I should be doing, but what I am doing is this. And it's a natural experience for you. And I'm killing time to get us to 12:15 here on the West Coast. So we'll have a tight 45. Prank calls are great. Prank calls. Everyone loves the prank calls. Maybe we'll do some live prank calls in the future. Schedule ahead. We are looking at potentially another Office Hours tomorrow. It would be great to have said we did four of these in a row. I keep saying we, but really, truly, this is just me with perhaps some help from you. Next week's going to be tough. I'm going to be traveling. Going to be in New York. If I can get things up into my hotel room, maybe we'll do a live from New York Office Hours. That'll get the media talking. That'll get people into, you know, get vulture.com on the case. Shame on the AV Club. It should be reported there's new Decker coming directly after New Brule. And come see me, and if you're in Los Angeles, I'll be at the Terragram Ballroom with my 10-piece band. That is May 22nd. And I'll be at the Sasquatch Music Festival up in San Francisco at the Independent in Portland, Oregon. I'll be at the Mississippi Studios, which is confusing, in Sacramento at Harlow's, all around that same time. The specific dates are available at timheidecker.com/events. I'll be touring with Neil Hamburger in the end of June, towards the end of June, last week of June, all along the Southeast. What an experience that's going to be. Please support my record. You can listen to it right now by going to noisy.vice.com. It's streaming right there. And buy the record, support the arts, support my creativity. And we will see you maybe tomorrow. You'll know. You'll know. You'll know. You will know. Feral Audio.